Hello there, friends and family. How are you doing today? Trust that you had an amazing time at church this Sunday. It is still Sunday on this end. I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of the Dark Prayer Podcast. God has been good and faithful to us. He continues to show himself worthy of our yes. So wherever you are in your journey, I just want to encourage you that your yes to God is a seed in the ground for generations to come. And also to reiterate to you that God is worthy of your yes. He is a good, good Father. So keep your head up, stay encouraged. It's only a matter of time. He will come through. Right, so last week we went over the prayer of consecration over our children, and we're continuing this week, but really praying for our children's resolve and praying for an upright heart. And I will be reading from the book of Genesis chapter 39, talking about Joseph. Actually, this was the episode I was going to release last week, but I felt the Lord saying consecrate. So we'll continue that with this episode this week. So Joseph was taken to Egypt, and he was sold as a slave, right, to Potiphar's house. And from 2, it said, as it turned out, God was with Joseph, and things went very well with him. He ended up living in the home of his Egyptian master. His master recognized that God was with him, saw that God was working for good in everything he did. He became very fond of Joseph and made him his personal aide. He put him in charge of all his personal affairs, turning everything over to him. From that moment on, God blessed the home of the Egyptian. Look at that. All because of Joseph. That's beautiful. The blessing of God spread over everything he owned, at home and in the fields, and all Potiphar had to concern himself with was eating 3 meals a day. Joseph was a strikingly handsome man. As time went on, his master's wife became infatuated with him. And one day she said, sleep with me. He wouldn't do it. I love that. He said to his master's wife, look, with me here, my master doesn't give a second thought to anything that goes on here. He puts me in charge of everything he owns. He treats me as an equal. The only thing he hasn't turned over to me is you. You are his wife after all. How could I violate his trust and sin against the Lord and sin against God? Oh, look at that resolve. Just a little thing here. As I'm reading this scripture, different things that come into mind. One of the things that comes to mind is there are certain people that when they become famous, you know, you see that everything you're doing is going well and all that, we become arrogant, thinking that we're doing stuff in our own strength. You know, but it was a good thing that Joseph realized that everything he was, that he owed to God, that he owed everything to God. I think that's just amazing that he didn't, you know, become so arrogant and think he could just take over or do whatever he wanted to do. But instead, he honored his boss, even though he was sold as a slave. The other thing here is sometimes when we go through really trying times, imagine being the favorite in your father's house. Your father is somewhat wealthy, you're doing well, and then you're taking over and someone sells you as a slave. Most of us become so bitter and hateful towards God and everyone around us. But even though he was sold as a slave, he was still thriving. He brought God into that household. And that household that bought him as a slave prospered because of him. There's just something so beautiful here. Ah, what a heart, right? So yes, really today it's just that the part that blows my mind is he would not do it. And he said, how can I do this great evil? How can I violate his trust and sin against God? It takes a peculiar an excellent state of mind to be able to think about other people and their interests, and even to honor God above it all. And that's really what I'm hoping that we can pray into today for our children. That was the message version, I believe. Yes, I'm just going to see if I find another one. Okay. Amplified version says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he, even though a slave, became a successful and prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord caused all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph pleased Potiphar and found favor in his sight, and served him as his personal servant. I mean, even that word servant, I'm like, you know? But then knowing that wherever you're led to, God is there with you, it really changes our perspective. Going down, then after a time, his master's wife looked at Joseph with desire, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said to his master's wife, look, with me in the house, my master does not concern himself with anything. He has put everything that he owns in my charge. He is not greater in his house, in this house, than I am. Nor has he kept anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God and your husband? Right? Oh Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you for your word that brings understanding. Your word that brings illumination, Father. We continue to pray for the consecration of our children. And we just ask, Father, that their minds will be set on things that are above and not the things of this world, Father. We pray that whatever heights you take them to, whatever things you cause them to accomplish, we pray that they will be able to know that they know, and to acknowledge that every good and perfect gift comes from you, and that everything that they have accomplished is because of your hand upon their lives, because of your grace over them. So, Father, we just speak life over our children. We speak life. We ask that you consecrate their hearts, so God, that they will have resolve, that they will be resolute for holiness, to stand for righteousness, that they will be resolute, Father, to do what is good and acceptable and honorable before you, God. We pray for children, Father, that their hearts will not be swayed by lust, Father, that their minds will be intact, steady, and steadfast on your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that their hearts will be stayed on you. We decree concerning our children that they will have understanding. Your word says, in all things and in all your getting, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Father, we bless our children with understanding. Father, with a deep understanding of what sin is and how sin destroys and how sin destructs, Father. In the name of Jesus, we declare concerning our children, Father, that they will have eyes to see. They will have discernment. They will have discernment that they will be able to model and pattern their lives after your word, Father, through the Holy Spirit and his discernment, Father. We decree concerning our children that their hearts will not be swayed, Father, by the craziness in this world, Father, by the lust and the sin, but they will have a deep understanding that it is sin that could destroy, Father, and that you give life and life in abundance. Your word says that I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you, Lord. We decree that your word will be completely embedded and imprinted into the hearts and the minds of our children, Father. That your word will lead them. The Bible says that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. We ask that everywhere they go, whatever their decisions and choices, we just pray and decree concerning our children that they will turn to your word to lead them, God. as you did for Joseph. Even when his parents were not there, his siblings were not there, it was just him in a strange land. With your word and your presence and your spirit guiding him, we decree concerning our children, Father, that your word will guide them, that your spirit will be the go-to, Father, that they will go to your Holy Spirit for everything that they need, Father, that your word will lead them, Father, that they will never be confused, but they will be continuously and permanently settled on your word as a guiding light for their path, O God, and to provide illumination for whatever confusion. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they are well equipped, God, each of our children, every single one of our nieces and nephews, God. We pray that all the years that the parents have been faithful to teach them and to take them to church, God, that the word of God will begin to rise up in their hearts and in their minds, that your word will continue to compel them, your word will direct them, Father, in the name of Jesus. For every one of these beautiful children, and for all the ones that we don't even know, Father, we just cover children, Father, all over the world, Father, that you will give them an upright heart, that you give them the humility to see and to know that it is your blessing that is causing them to prosper. It is your blessing that is making their name great. It is because of your hand upon them, Father. So we just bless them with your wisdom, we bless them with humility, we bless them with wisdom, with understanding, Father, with understanding, we bless them, God, with the richness of your word that as we as parents continue to be faithful to teach them, that your word will rise up within them, Father, and it will make the impossible possible, Lord. We decree in this world that is filled with filth, Father, we pray that the lives of our children will be a beacon of hope, Father, that they will give hope to the world everywhere they go, and they will not, that scripture that says, let no man, but be an example to them in word. Let no man look down on your youth. There we go. Lord, we decree concerning our children that they will be an example in their words, in their purity, in their being, Father. And that even as youth, God, that they will shine so brightly. They will shine so brightly. We bless our children, Father, with an upright heart and with a holy resolution, Father, to honor you in everything they do, to not do anything that will grieve your heart, to teach their children and their children's children in the way of the Lord, and to live a life that is fully pleasing and holy unto you. We thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you, friends. Thank you so much for praying with me. Oh, that scripture is so packed. Even seeing, you know, how the blessing of God manifests visibly in our lives. You know, sometimes you see things happening and if you're not careful, you think it's just by, oh, you know, I studied hard, I'm good, you know, but it's just the hand of the Lord. So this week, I pray you continue to see how the hand of the Lord is manifesting through you. And I pray that you and your family will be blessed. If you have not given your heart to Jesus, I invite you into this beautiful, amazing relationship with the person that loves you most in all of the world. He has already paid the price. Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. And all you have to do is accept that gift. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Confess your sins. Ask Jesus into your heart. And once you do that, he's already your Lord and yours, and ask him to be your Lord and your Savior, really. So if that's you, just say, dear Jesus, I thank you for all that you did. I thank you for what you're still doing. I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to forgive all my sins. I ask you to turn my life around, that I will never be the same again, and that I will live my life, the rest of my life, bringing glory to your name in every way. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the family. God bless you. Reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a voice message on this app. May the Lord bless and keep you. And I hope you have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye.